What is up, people of YouTube, people of Spotify, wherever the fuck you're listening to this shit? Welcome back to episode 18 of the Jungle Podcast. Today, we got a very special motherfucking episode. So what we're doing today is I got a fucking whole ass deck of cards, each with a different event, scenario, and or thing, person, place, thing, noun. And we have to decide as a group who is most likely to be in that scenario or have that thing, etc. So we got the boys here. We got Stevie S. We got Mr. Ted Bundy out here. We got fucking motherfucking.
Everybody knew.
We got Crash Bandicoot up in this motherfucker. We got the human form Assault, and we got the cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really out here. It's funny because he knew it was him.
Yeah. Y'all know who you are. Touché. Like, I don't have to. It's self-explanatory. Are the cameras in the same spot for you as well? Like, am I top mid? Are you like bottom left?
Nah.
Oh, fuck. You're top left.
I was at a point.
I think your own cam is top mid. Yeah.
Mine is top right. I don't have a mid.
I'm on this side.
Yeah, I don't even have a mid.
Well, either way, we're about to play this game. We're gonna get in. Hopefully, all right,
Let's just get into it. Let's start with number one. Who in the group is most likely to be constantly obsessed with their own butt?
Oh, Jack. No.
No.
We got picture proof.
Jack? Jack?
Bro, he has this one pick where it's just like him in fucking running tights or whatever. He's just in the mirror. Bro,
just
he's
like a dolphin
said
fan.
That. Yeah, exactly. It's what dolphin fans do.
He's a dolphin fan. Okay, a bit. All right. That was pretty easy. I was hoping for more debate on that one, but
nah, that was there's no debate.
All right, who in the group apologizes for everything they have ever done?
I don't know if I do it with you guys, but that's definitely something I do a lot. Yeah, like especially at like too. Work. Yeah.
You guys apologize for everything you've ever done?
Not everything, but like...
No, but like, I always like make sure that it's like, if I like messed something up or if I think I might have like offended someone or something, like I'm always like, oh, you know, I'm sorry about this. And like half the time they're like, what are you apologizing for?
Like,
what? I don't even remember this.
Can you give me an example of one of those times where you did that?
Was this a fucking job interview?
No, definition. Can you give me the country of origin? The country of origin?
Canada. That's literally the country of apologizing.
Can you answer in the form of a question, please?
Yeah. Can you tell me what your hypothesis was going into this? What your thesis was going to be? Oh, wait.
Cite your sources?
Yeah.
Chicago, preferably?
Yeah. Chicago, that's a genuine APA question, though. I actually want
to
know.
Okay, I'm trying to see an APA, a Times New Roman, double space, 12 font.
Fuck, dude.
It's not going to Nathan, citation. To answer your question, like... I don't know if I like respond like sharply to someone like with like a tone or whatever, like I'll apologize and be like, oh, you know, that wasn't like directed at you or whatever, and like half the time they're like, what? I don't even remember what
bars,
you're talking
but
about.
Apologize. I think we're thinking the same.
Fair enough.
I got one and I know who the answer is gonna be, but I want to say it just because it's fucking funny.
Okay.
Who in the group looks like they would most likely be a hippie in the 60s? And like, you know, only one person's got that mustache right now.
Damn. Yo, he's handpicking these cards, bro, on purpose.
No, it's literally just the top of the deck. Look, the next one is. Damn. Who in this group is Jack, most likely?
Huh? Yeah, this deck doesn't like Jack.
Yeah, you see that? Who in the group is most likely to argue over beer pong rules?
Like that one's Jack again, man. That mustache speaks volumes.
But have you ever played beer pong with Jack? Of course.
most likely to argue about beer pong rules.
Have you seen Jack play beer pong?
I have not.
Nasty.
I mean, he's nasty enough to like no one really needs to argue over it, but he will.
I can't argue that.
Yeah, I mean, but this dude
who in our group is most likely to be up at 7 a.m. every Saturday?
Not me.
Well,
I'd say Nars.
I'd say Carter.
Steven, because he hasn't gone to bed yet.
Oh, hi, Mo.
Yeah.
No, I'm going with Nathan. I'm going with Nathan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kilo wakes him up every morning at 7. He hears the siren. The That's definitely it.
This guy's got that 24-hour shift, 24/7, always up.
Facts,
yeah.
They thought they were gonna catch Nathan sleeping. No.
Team no sleep.
He's team hustle.
Don't sleep.
The grind is real.
This guy wakes up with the goose on. With the goose on, he wakes up with the Tims on. He wakes up with two junior chickens in a woods ready. All right, who is most likely to only speak to you via text? Like, you try and call them, they don't pick up, but they'll text you back like it's nothing.
I miss calls a lot.
Yeah,
and
Steven,
I always text back.
Steven has that weird fucking thing where you, like, call him and it's like, hi, this is Google's automated return message. Say what you want to say now, and I'll send it over a text instead. I was like, what? Like, why don't you just pick up?
Well, I've done that a couple times just because it's, like, funny. I use it at work because there's often times where it's like I can't like answer right then and there, but like give me 30 seconds and I can, so I'll use that to like buy myself time. But most of the time I just miss calls, and if I miss a call I usually just text back.
That's fair. All right, who in our group is most likely to hook up with a MILF or DILF, if that's your thing?
Come on.
With that stash, that's the only thing he's attracting. Well, maybe
Roski's like really Roski's like, I know I look like the Pringles man, but I got a can as long as the Pringles can. Who in our group is most likely to trample a kid out on Black Friday? For a Black Friday sale?
Steven,
I do my shopping online.
Steven's going straight in.
I have a theory.
No, I feel like it'd be Joe.
Yeah, I was about
Me
to
too.
Say, yeah. It's either Steven because of a deal or Joe just because he wants to trample a kid.
Like, well, what would I shop? I'm not really a prolific shopper, though. So
what I'm saying is that little kid has a Dolphins jersey on, you know, Joseph, stomp it on him.
Okay, all I'm saying is there's only two people here that own Black Air Forces that go out in public with Black Air Forces.
Fair point.
And one of them is the all-terrain version, bro. He got the all seasons on.
Yo, he makes sure you got grip so he can just drop the shoulder, bop, flatten anyone.
You never know when the urge is going to hit. You know, got to make a withdrawal from the Circle K.
A forced withdrawal.
Who in the group has old person tendencies?
Such as?
I don't know. That's all the card says.
Old person tendencies.
Probably me.
So I'm assuming that means like goes to bed at like 4, fucking applies their Vagisil at 5.
Maybe Carter, because he complains about everything.
That's true.
That is factual.
I also don't like going to bed like super late.
Yeah, this man calls at like 9 p.m.
No, okay, not that early, but I mean,
he's like 9:15. Come on.
You know, it's 7:15 now. I gotta get ready. But no, probably me.
All right, who in our group has the most sketchy friends?
Sketchy friends?
Sketchy friends. Yo, don't based off that mustache again, Broski, that's all I gotta say.
Shit, just kidding, Nate, for unrelated reasons. Just kidding.
You know what? Honestly, I think I'd say you, Matthew, just because I feel like you have such, like, a large web of connections in terms of who you know. Huh? Maybe not necessarily friends, but like
he's connected everyone.
Definitely. I would.
So
I would
if I was friends with Joe and you had never met Joseph, would you consider him sketchy?
I mean, as soon as you see the
Nathan,
Black
I get
ones.
Nathan, I get. He shows up with the goose and the Black Air Forces are like, I
just look sketchy. I'm not actually.
Yeah, he's not sketchy, but he has that vibe. I can see it initially. Then you meet him, and you're like, oh man, this guy's a cowboy. Like, this guy's a dog. Like...
Fastest report in the West.
Me.
All right, who in our group is most likely to build a pillow fort and sleep in it for a week?
In this call, Steven.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I'm going to say, I don't think Matthew's necessarily the most likely to build a pillow fort, but he's the most likely to sleep in it for a week because Matthew.
Hell yeah, I'd sleep in
the
pillow fort.
That is true. That is true. Matt will literally sleep anywhere, like in ninth grade French, and still get the highest mark in the class.
That's so tough. Yo, imagine not getting fucking a 90 in French. Like, could not be me.
I'm surprised I haven't like woken up one day and found Matthew just sleeping on like a roof.
He's just in his car.
Steven just goes outside. I'm sleeping on his car.
Like, you know, like don't know how familiar you guys are with The Witcher, but like, there's like, it's basically a meme that the horse just gets fucking everywhere. Like, it gets on roofs and shit. That's Matthew, but like with sleeping. It's just, he'll sleep literally anywhere.
All right, this is the best card in this entire game. Who in the group is a little starter?
Wow.
Carter? You ain't even finished a sentence.
Carter. I saw a bitch. Carter's a bitch.
Yeah, see, that's Jack's catchphrase.
I bet. Who in the group is most likely to read all the terms and conditions?
Steven.
This guy will reach into the bag for it, too.
Bro, you forgot to read the rest of the card. It says, who's the most likely to read the terms and conditions, and why is it Steven?
This guy will reach into the bag. He'll be like, my Columbia jacket has one small miss fucking fire on it.
It says here,
I need to find any loophole possible in order.
Paragraph 9.
Bro, he starts contacting the fucking company's lawyers. He's like, what does this clause mean?
Who in this group is most likely to still play the penis game?
The what?
Nathan.
I still play 100%.
The penis game.
I never stopped. I don't know what that means. I don't know what this is.
He's still in the game right now.
You don't know what a penis is? Or the penis game?
No, I know the game. I don't know what the game is.
Bro, he's not. It's the game where it's like overtime.
You have to, you and like a group of friends will be out or whatever in public, and then you just, one of them says penis, and you have to try and say it louder.
Okay. Oh, that penis game.
Yeah.
Oh, what were you thinking of?
Pause. Right.
Can we go back to the most best friends question? I got a new answer.
Who in the group is the worst driver?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know my answer personally, but like,
yeah,
Steven's got to know that one. Thinking.
I mean, Steven, Joseph and I in the same car.
I was about to say, Jack.
Okay, but to be fair, Joseph took a roundabout turn at like 60 kilometers an hour.
I didn't crash. That's fair.
Joseph also didn't put anyone's life in danger, though.
I've also gone 80 through West Hills regularly, but nobody's there at 3 a.m., so it's okay.
Yeah, but that's acceptable. That's acceptable.
I'm saying, Steven.
Whipping that bitch. Oh, yeah. No, it's me. No, I'll admit that.
All right, next one. Who in the group is most likely to laugh at jokes they do not get?
I do that all the fucking time.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it depends on the situation you're in.
No, I laugh because I feel like everyone will do that, though. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, because if you're just like...
Setting, and you're the only one who doesn't get it, obviously you're going to laugh.
Yeah. You're not just going to be like, I don't get it.
All right. Who in the group, in this group at least, is most likely to overreact to anything said to them?
Carter.
Sorry. Hold on. No, Jack. No, my vote's cancel Jack. Because I will...
Someone puts it in the fucking chat. They're like, you rock, cancel that. This is crying.
I'm going to go play Cold War.
I'm going to go burn $80.
All right, who in our group... Oh, this isn't a fair question. Never mind.
It's either me or Carter, then.
Why? Who in our group is most likely to own a sex toy? That's why it's not a fair question.
Yeah, we already know what this one is.
Okay. I got a good one. Who in the group is a total brand whore? Like, elitist. They fucking... Mm-hmm. If they have to choose between, like, a no-name version of chips and, like, the Miss Vicky... Okay, that's different. Fucking, like, no-name ketchup and, like, Heinz ketchup.
You were complaining about Dasani water.
Yeah, bro, it's definitely Steven.
Yeah, my answer was you too, Steven.
I don't want it.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Bro.
I give, like,
you
I have
about
preferences.
Dasani water at a video game tournament that you weren't even participating at.
It was a fucking joke. Why do you keep bringing this up? I don't like Dasani, so I made a joke
Dasani do be the worst water. Like, I won't deny that. But, like,
I was like, oh man, look at these guys. Oh, sucks to be them. They're playing video games competitively and getting paid huge salaries. Of course, it's a fucking joke. It's like, getting a water that I dislike, even if I was in that position, would be the least of my concerns, and it's not something that affects me.
Did I open something up here?
Yo, hold on. Can we go back to that? Hold on. Can we go back to that? Can we go back to that? Who gets the most offended by anything said?
Is it fins down still?
Fins down.
But no, here's the thing. All the way down. Okay, here's why I said Carter and not me, because I try to give like any brand of like any product a fair shot. Carter, I feel like, is very like set in like this is the best.
I see that.
Nah, I feel like half the time I'm just fucking with you just because it's funny to see your reaction.
But Steven,
it's so hard to tell when you're fucking with someone though.
True.
I don't know. Like sometimes you say it and I'm like, is this guy dead ass?
Like, bro. Like, wait, what are you saying, Jack? You're not just bashing on Apple. You're like fucking curb stomping Apple, and you're like, but it's a joke. I'm just fucking with you.
All right, hold up. What did you say, Jack? What did you have to say?
I'm just saying with Steven, though. I feel like Steven would like pick higher end stuff over lower end stuff. Like, if you had two jackets, they were pretty much the same, but one was Arc'teryx and one was Old Navy. You had 100%
Okay, well, Arc'teryx. Old Navy's not a good example.
Well, yeah, you're comparing two different
One was Arc'teryx, one
there.
Was.
Kelly Hansen,
North Face.
He'd be like,
whatever.
Arc'teryx, yeah.
I mean,
I don't even know what that is.
I get what you mean. And that's
like, I just like, if you had to compare, like, I feel like you'd always pick the higher end, like, the higher rated one over just because it was
higher rated. Yeah, I'm going to pick the better one, but like, I have my preferences in brand. Like,
he checks Metacritic for coats, broski.
Like, I would take an Arc'teryx over a Canada Goose. Canada Goose is
oh, damn.
As a brand.
Yo, it's Papa John.
It's Papa John.
That's so weird.
What?
How you do that?
Don't mind me. I'm just experimenting. You have to go to the video settings. So stop video. There's an arrow. And then let's choose a virtual background from like your camera.
Yeah, it don't work very well though. Usually it just ends up putting your face in there.
The only picture I have on here is a picture of a pizza. So
choose virtual. Oh shit. Oh.
Let's get back on track here.
One sec. Okay. Let me find some.
Oh my god.
How do you add? Wait. Background and filters. Okay. Oh, plus add image, bet. Oh, sorry. Let me read the next question.
Hold up. One more comment I want to make. Speaking of like name brands and then like value brand shit, you know how Walmart has those like $1 bags of gummies? Those are really fucking good. Those are great value.
Thank you, Steven.
Maynards are better.
Thank you.
I haven't gone to Walmart in forever, so I wouldn't know. All right. The next one.
Who in the group always has sticky fingers?
Steven.
Or like clammy hands?
Steven.
Clammy hands or like specifically like sticky ass fingers?
I mean, when we went to Bubble Mania, he had sticky fingers.
Yeah,
well, I'll never forget that.
This dude, Steven.
Climb a brick wall after he has wings. Like.
Dude, this dude, Steven, doesn't eat wings with his fingertips. He eats it with like his palm, the palms of his hands. He just like squishes it in his hands and just starts eating. And just gets
yeah,
all
my
his face
my boss. I was
world.
Having wings. I was out at dinner with some coworkers, and I was having wings, and we were split between two tables. And my boss from the one table comes over to where I'm sitting, like the table that I'm sitting at, and he's like, "Jesus, it looks like you murdered someone." Because it was just hot sauce just all over my face and hands.
Did he fire you?
This was after we had finished, so he couldn't.
Ah, so you're lucky. He strategically chose when to eat wings.
Exactly. Not being hired again, though. That's just, it's over.
Because of the wings, not because you were trashy.
Yeah. Job, but... No, not at all. Totally unrelated factor.
100% the wings. I mean, shit, I would fire somebody if I saw them just dunking their hands in the sauce. Steven orders plain wings, dunks his hands in the sauce, and applies the sauce to the wing for his hand.
Can I get two buckets of sauce?
Yeah, on the side, please. Just get plain wings. He right. like tosses the wings himself.
Who in the group is most likely to get trapped in revolving doors? Not for long, but you know, like have to go around again because they're like, "Oh shit, I missed my turnout."
No Nathan? no one really. I don't know. Who the fuck gets trapped in revolving doors?
It can happen to anyone.
Right? Yo, you are... No. That response, bro.
Yeah.
Nathan's definitely... Sounds like someone with experience.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's a problem. Anyone can happen.
Well, so you guys can confidently say it's never happened to you at one point in your life?
Yeah, 100% has not happened.
Okay, he's built different. Come on now. This guy woke up and he's like, I'm just moving different now.
Just moving.
I'm trying to find a gas background. What the heck, man? None of these backgrounds are one. Gas. I'm trying to find a funny ass picture.
Dude, I have a good one, but
yeah, like I got good ones, but I feel like they're not supposed to be on a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. You know, maybe don't demonetize us, even though we're not demonetized. I mean, ban. That would make more sense.
I bet. Who in the group is most likely to be a craft beer snob?
The Jack. What?
Or so Nathan? Like they're more likely to like.
I love craft beer.
Jack, you got the stash. I feel like it just fits.
I like beer.
You were in Chelsea boots.
You're not
too.
Like a snob about it.
Yeah,
like,
he does wear Chelsea boots.
What is a Chelsea boot?
It's the, you know, like the, like leather or like Blundstones. Suede boot. Yeah, like Blundstones.
Oh,
that have the little like,
that's the name of it?
Yeah, you know the boots I wear all the time? Those.
Yeah, that's the style of the shoe.
The Knoxville boots. The Knoxville boots.
For it.
I just want to take a second to shout out Far Beer. I bought a sweater.
Far Beer? That shit goes so hard.
Dude, it's so good, man.
It's so
I love
fire.
It that much that I bought a sweater.
All right, yes, he is. Fucking Nathan wins that one then. Nathan definitely wins that one. All
right. Who in the group somehow knows everyone? No, well,
you.
That's me.
It's Matt.
All right. Who in the group is most likely to still use their daddy's credit card to buy them things?
I don't know if anybody does.
I feel like no one does that anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody works for their money here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna skip that one. That's kind of trash. This one's kind of me too. I feel. Who in the group is most likely to change the song in the car every 30 seconds?
<That's>
yeah. I won't even deny that. That's me.
Dude, I used to be bad at that. Now I'm just like, fuck it, just play it.
Yeah.
All right. Who in the group is most likely to say the phrase, that music festival really changed my life?
Jack.
Jack or Nathan.
Or Nathan, actually. Yeah. I forgot Nathan goes to the music festival.
I think they're tied for that one.
They can go together.
Nathan Shambhala, man.
Oh, my God.
Because like I went to Lollapalooza and I'm just a different person now.
Like, I know you went to Country Thunder.
I've been there, done that, man. It really does change your life.
Yeah, it does. Did you have a spiritual awakening?
Seeing Jason,
something like that.
That's you going to like Bali or some shit, or like to Thailand to pet up a drugged up tiger. That's the life changing experience.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Jack's done it then, or wants to do it.
Or ayahuasca.
Who in the group DMT, is obsessed with how they look in photos?
Jack.
I just hate how I look in those photos. So.
Just go on his Instagram right now. Like,
Jack's the type of guy to have like 100 versions of one photo.
who in this group is most likely to do some networking at a funeral?
Oh, a funeral? Oh God!
Wow!
I'm really sorry for your loss, but like,
he's like, I'm trying to build. Like, let's get it.
Yeah, I'm really.
No, Kurt's gonna come up to him. He's gonna be like, I'm sorry for your loss, but I can get you a win.
Yeah, he'll be like.
So you must
my
be the
condolences.
You must be the brother. I hear you work for Shell.
It's like my condolences, but I'm building stacks. Who in the group is most likely to want to be insta famous?
Jack.
Yeah,
Jack. Me or Jack?
Oh, Steven.
I feel like it's anyone here, but for different reasons. No, like Steven would primarily be like photography.
Fitness. Yeah. Like, fitness. I don't care about, like,
Carnage would be, like, probably famous, content like, creator. Not, like, a huge priority, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but that's also just, like, one of the, like, I guess, easiest ways to build a business or like start making money. Yeah, nowadays, it's just leverage. Yeah, just leverage social media.
Who in our group is most gullible?
Ooh. That might be me.
Yeah. Gullible?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like it. Me, maybe, but it depends on who's like, who's telling me. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people, they'll say some shit, and I'm like, nah, that's cap. Yeah,
I think we all are probably gullible at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it depends on, like, who you're talking to, right? Like, if there's somebody, like, you clearly very trust, you, like, very much trust, then, like, obviously you're not gonna expect it from them.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds good. This is definitely, like, I would say probably me, Jack, and Nathan. Mostly because Steven doesn't use Snapchat. Carter's not that reckless with it. And Joe's not that reckless with it. But it's like, who's most likely to send shameless Snapchats of anything dumb? that's definitely at least me and Nathan, bro.
Yeah, it's you three for sure. Just all three of you guys together.
Yeah. Who in the group is most likely to always refer to themselves in third person? Joseph.
Yeah.
I just think, like, when I think Joseph, I think Terry Crews on fucking Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they just link towards each other, and I'm like, yeah, that's probably right.
It's the wrong class of mammal. I'm a marsupial.
Oh, right. Sorry, Joseph's a marsupial. That's what you gotta say.
I don't think I ever referred to myself in the third person, actually.
Who in the group most likely is unable to drive for shit?
Well, back to
Steve. It's still there. It's technically a different card.
Part two.
Bring up who in the group this time.
Who in the group still owns crayons and uses them?
I don't own any, but I use them. At work.
This dude's just eating them.
Have them in a smoothie.
Who in the group is always down to fuck?
Jack.
Who's horny?
Nathan or Jack?
I'm not gonna deny it.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes.
Yeah, there it is.
This is kind of a controversial card, but it's really funny. No, actually, I'll say it.
I'll just do it.
Who is most likely to talk trash to another country at the Special Olympics?
Oh my
Carter,
God.
Like, Carter, 100% Carter.
You gotta be 100%
Carter.
About
100%.
Can you imagine you're at the Special Olympics, you start talking shit to another country?
Bro, hell no.
That's so mean.
Bro, it's definitely Joe, bro. He'll wake up that morning and choose violence.
100%.
He's trash talking somewhere.
Honestly, yeah.
Who in the group would most likely be destined to be a trophy husband, a trophy partner?
Nathan. 100%, yeah, I can see Nathan. It. Yeah, I can see it.
What?
Nathan has a trophy partner? A trophy husband?
If I can get a PS5, sure.
That's true.
I'll do it.
I mean, shit,
like, if
it
I could collect the bag,
price.
Like, shit.
Bro, whatever. It depends on the price. If somebody
the
making
price is Call of Duty
the bag, fine, whatever, sure. Hmm. Bro, if I don't have to work, fuck it, yeah.
Who in this group has never broken the law, ever? I mean, does that include, like, small shit?
Yeah, I don't think anyone can say that. Because it's like, oh, you might, like, run a red light or something.
Like speeding, even? It's like, oh, you went 10 over, you broke the law.
I feel like this is not the place to say if you've done that or not, so I'm just going to skip that one.
Yeah.
But like, even if you like fucking do a crawl, like a was it? I guess a
okay. I think they mean
or whatever to stop signs. Like
okay, but
or do you mean like big crimes? Like who's
like anything
to
of sig- if we're talking
legit,
anything
you get arrested for.
I mean, yeah,
you're not gonna get arrested for running our
law.
Yeah, but you're not running running a light. No one's gonna pull you over and arrest you. Like
oh, I mean, if it's like a highway intersection, yeah, maybe.
If who in
drunk.
The group has the most questionable hygiene?
No one really. No one's really.
None of y'all are dirty.
Yeah.
We're all impeccable.
He's even a dirty eater, but like he's clean himself.
He even takes an hour shower. You know he's clean.
Even power.
Jack got a dirty stash, but like I don't think he's dirty. Yeah, I don't think anyone there. Who in the group will become a compulsive cross-dresser? That's a very odd question.
Yeah. Also, why you have to add compulsive? Why don't you just say cross-dresser?
Because like we're team compulsive out here. I feel like if it's that, then it's probably you two. It's probably the commies right here.
The commies.
Yeah. All
right. Comment. Yo, Jack dresses in my clothes. I dress in his clothes. Does that count?
Who in the group would be super uncomfortable in a strip club? Steven, easy.
Yeah.
You already have that gets story.
Like, we'll be in the GTA strip club, and he's like, can we leave?
Wait, Jack, didn't you bring it there? That was you, right?
Jack knows.
Steven's sitting in the corner trying to face the wall. It was funny.
Wow, this is really nice wallpaper.
The music was really good.
Who in our group is most likely to go to prison for something?
Joe.
What would you go to jail for?
What would it be?
You do some shit and you'd be like, that's not illegal. And it's like, not very clearly illegal.
Putting dolphins.
Moving an airsoft gun around. An airsoft rifle.
Circle K.
This guy would go out into like downtown and start shooting squirrels.
Who in the group will drive 3+ hours in the hope of hooking up with someone?
Jack.
If Jack
could drive. I was going to say, this man can't even drive, though.
He'll Uber 3 hours.
It's Steven. Come on now. This guy flew all the way to where?
Winnipeg.
Where did he fly to? Where did he fly to? That's him.
Fucking Winnipeg. Man. Why would you go there regardless?
That's tragic.
Yeah.
Who in the group is a basic bitch?
Jack.
That was so bad.
Just go to the Instagram. Or the Instagram's full of progress pics. I'm pretty sure it says you like to travel in your bio. Like.
Yeah, you do. He also says he's from Hawaii, but he's not.
Hey, who in the group is most likely to have a 20-minute conversation with Siri?
Steven, what?
Act like he doesn't already.
Yeah. Steven's like, I haven't talked to anyone in like a day. Hey, Siri.
I was going to say I was arguing like over directions or some shit, but okay.
Who in the group is most likely to put their life in danger for a cool ass selfie?
Jack.
Yeah, it's Jack. All these are all like fucking picture related.
Yeah, what the heck? Here, let me just fucking take from a different part of the deck. Maybe they'll be different. Oh, this one's easy. And everyone bitch better say Steven. Just ever say Steven right now. I'll read the card after.
Yeah.
Steven. Who is incapable of being on time ever?
Oh, yep.
Well, we done it like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
That wasn't my fault, though.
Yeah, you were asleep. Yeah. Of course, it's not your fault.
It wasn't consciously my fault.
Don't get me wrong. I could have definitely messaged the chat earlier saying, oh, I'm going to my mom's for dinner. But it wouldn't have made a difference because we're still asleep.
Yeah. One person still
I was
not
counting
conscious.
On us doing it in the evening like we usually do.
Basically dead. Steven was basically dead at that time.
Who in the group is most likely to coach a kid's sport team and be way too into it?
Joe Jack. Or Jack?
I say Joe.
Yeah, I'd probably say Joe, though.
I don't really have any interest coaching.
Bro, you would coach a football team or a rugby team, and you'd be like...
hey, listen here, son.
Yeah, you'd be getting in there, bro. You'd literally be like calling plays. Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, fuck it, put me in.
Yeah.
He's like, but sir, you don't have any cleats or pads. He's like, I'm twice the size and I got black Air Forces on.
Joe
like,
what you want? Joe's like, then it's a fair fight.
All right. Who in the group is most likely to say bro as both an insult and a compliment? That's weird.
Yeah, how do you insult somebody with
fucking
bro?
Zach from Danville, California? That's a dumb question. I'm sorry. What?
Wait, it shows people bro? Who fucking sent those in?
If it's sent in by someone, yeah.
Oh my god. Well, Zach from where was he from?
Danville, California.
Danville, California? You suck. Fuck your questions. Damn. All my homies hate your questions.
Who in the group would take the last parachute?
Joe would take all of them.
No, Joe would do that.
Free fall.
Yeah, if Cap can fall without a parachute, so can I.
Who in the group is most likely made for reality TV? So like if they're on like Big Brother or some shit?
I'd love to see Nathan on reality TV. Yeah.
Nathan or Joe would be funny. Because Joe
Nathan on like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it'd make it so fucking funny.
See, the thing is, I think it would be because Nathan would troll everyone and Joe would just be straight up like talk shit to people.
Who in the group is most likely to cook a little meth?
I mean, with that stash.
I'm so sick. This guy's not catching a break, bro. He's like, I'm trying to do a good cause.
Behind you there, Dad?
Bro,
it's November, guys.
Yeah, hopefully this is enough, like, of a motivator to fucking shave that shit.
Who in the group is most likely to be a good, and then it puts in it quotations, street performer? So I'm assuming they mean like an escort.
Street. In quotations?
Well, it's in quotation, so I feel like that means
does street performer mean like, you know, like the living statue, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, but why is it in quotations? What are the streets saying?
I don't know what streets saying, man.
I would pay to see Carter just like on random sidewalks downtown with like a little desk and like gaming laptop and just doing streaming from like random streets.
A desk and like a fucking like accounting book or something. I was like, what the fuck?
No. I mean, like,
hey, everybody, watch me crunch these numbers.
Who in the group has terrible comebacks?
I usually can't roast shit. I'm usually the one getting roasted, so fuck it.
Probably Carter, myself.
That's fair. Jack's comebacks. I have
some good comebacks, but I have really weak comebacks.
It's like 90% of the time, it's Carter's a bitch, and then there's the other 10% of the time where like he'll actually say something.
Alright, that's fine. I feel like if you guys change your name from Calm to something else, maybe it's a curse.
I changed mine.
Have your name at Calm instantly have better comebacks? All right, who in the group would not care if they got caught masturbating?
Nathan?
I'm doing it right now. Yeah, don't mind me.
Nathan's just like, wait, I thought you guys knew.
It was probably Joe. His camera's off.
You'll never know.
Who in the group hates their job but refuses to quit?
Jack.
Carter and Jack.
Let's clarify. Both of you when you were at Sport Check. Because both of you complained constantly and worked there for years.
Well, I was fine with it up until the last person to be the manager there, but...
Yeah. A
specific location, but
who in the group is most likely to self-diagnose themselves off of, is it WebMD that you say it?
Yeah, WebMD.
Steven.
I would for something Steven, they don't actually have, but Steven's yeah, that's also Steven. The Come other on type of person to like look at like five different sources.
Well, that's the thing. I'm definitely the type of person that like look into it and try to make a guess, but fuck self-diagnosing. Like, I hate when people just like do a quick Google search and they're like, oh, this is definitely what I have. Like, I'll try to educate myself, but I'm going to see a doctor. Like, I'm not going to self-diagnose.
Who in the group is most likely to break into their own house?
Joe, just for fun.
Joe's going to kick in the window and he'd be like, I got the Air Forces on.
Yeah. That would be pretty fun, I'm not going to lie. But
he would bust in with his airsoft, and he, like in a mask.
Who in the group is most likely to sit at a stop sign and wait for it to turn green? Damn. Steven, bro. If Google Maps said it was a light and he was looking at it, he'd be like, ah, shit. It's not a light.
Google Maps said the road was closed. He's not going down it.
Oh, that actually happened too.
I remember that.
That's funny. Okay, who in the group is most likely to wake up after a night out with food all over them? So like you ate drunkenly, but you fell asleep in the bed? Is that what that means?
Probably, I guess Jack. So.
I've done that before. I woke up with beef jerky all over my bed.
Well, there you go. Jack's well, done it, so.
Worst cool. things could happen to somebody.
Who in the group is always falling asleep on the couch?
You.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I do fall asleep on the couch, but I feel like it's not like, not because I'm doing something and I like fall asleep like that. Like I'm not watching TV and falling asleep. I think it's just because I fall asleep literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Matt just has narcolepsy. You just.
Who in the group like is that. Most likely to steal a street sign? I would do that.
I was gonna say.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say you or Nathan, just because I feel like you do it for the joke.
That'd be lit. Can you imagine walking to someone's room and you see like fucking Snowberry Gate or fucking
Bandicoot Crossing? Just somebody's address.
Who in the group is the biggest mooch? No one really is. Are people mooches here?
We like we all generally like, you know, give stuff to each other.
Yeah, like I don't think any of us are ever in a position where we're like, like that looks real good. Like can I have some? Who in the group always has to check in with their parents first? I feel like that's not fair though, because it's like I don't live with my parents anymore, but you guys all do. So it's like you kind of just do it. Not because you have to, but because, you know, like you just keep your parents updated.
Yeah, it's a curse. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm going out. I'll be home late at like, you know, whatever.
So, like, I don't think it's because your parents don't care about where you are or vice versa. I feel like you just do that because it's like you live with them. So it's like you kind of just want to be nice and tell them you're going out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who in the group is always cold? I don't know. Anyone always cold?
Me too.
You guys are cold all the time?
I'm cold right now.
Not all the time, but in my room. Very easily.
In my room for sure, because in the winter, bro, my room's colder than it is outside. It's fucked.
I mean, I see my breath at home sometimes. So
yeah, dude, it's fucked. I mean, to be fair, you have a hole in your roof though, and dude's legs are just dangling.
Who in the group has resting bitch face?
I've been told I do.
I guess, yeah. I've been told I do.
I don't see it. You guys all look so
Carter's nice. Just a bitch. So.
Yeah. Well, see, there's that 90% of the time.
Who in the group is most likely to buy Tinder Plus? Tinder
Jack.
Gold?
Jack.
Jack.
He's done it already.
Jack. I'd be surprised if Jack didn't have it.
Yeah. I'd be more concerned if he didn't have it. Because I feel like it's just his life force. He just needs to be on there. Just...
It charges him.
Who in the group is most likely to get gross? Never mind. Who in the group is most likely to get popcorn from a trash at the movie theater?
Ah, you. The fuck? No,
that's
hell
dusty.
No.
Dusty, why would you do that?
Hypothetically.
Is this a thing people do? Like, they made a card of it, so, like, this must be a thing that
hold on. I feel like if Joe's hungry enough, he's just like, ah, fuck it, it's food. You know what I mean?
The turkey laying in the garbage, he's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
That's if Joe saw like, half a rotisserie chicken in the garbage and it was just cut in half, he'd probably take it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, sick, free chicken.
One time I did buy a rotisserie chicken from a street vendor. That didn't end well.
Who in the group is most likely to be showboaty at the gym? So like, are you like purposely like making loud noises and like trying to flex about it?
I'm saying Jack. 100%. Yeah,
definitely Jack.
This guy's like every time he does a fucking pull, he's like 2, 3
deadlifting like a plate and he's just screaming as loud as he
why
can.
Why do you sound like, hang on, Matthew just now, what did you sound like that character from Avatar.
The boulder.
There you go, yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Jack, I know you dropped the weight just to make the ground shake.
Who's most likely to ask for someone's number at a fast food restaurant?
Jack.
So you're trying to full send it and you're like Taco Bell or some shit? Or you're
like McDonald's?
Like,
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, this one's Joseph. Everyone say Joseph.
Joseph.
Who in the group is most likely to always want to light stuff on fire?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The local arsonist.
Yeah. Hey, man, I say that for when we're camping.
Hey, I oh, no, wait. I was going to say, I will say you started a good fire when we went camping.
Oh, ready? Ready? Everyone say Carter now. Man, these are good. Who in the group is most likely to argue with anyone about anything?
Carter. Okay, but Carter. Stephen won't too?
Oh, Carter, 100%.
Damn. I'm sick. Damn, you could really put that, you could pin that on anyone and literally pull that. Just be like, oh, he's arguing right now.
The self-aware salt shaker.
Oh, this was Steven. Everyone say Steven now. Who in the group has never looked at porn?
Oh, that's Steven.
Oh, my God. That whole boondoggle.
They're wearing clothes. Is it still porn?
I'm so sick.
No. Happens to the best of us. Except not.
Who in the group gets uncomfortable when talking about sex? No one. I feel like that's just like he's like, oh, gross. I don't know. I feel like you'd get uncomfortable talking about that when you're like 10. But yeah. Like,
I think it depends on who you're around too. Like, we're all.
Ew! Don't say that word. That's a bad word.
Who in the group is most likely to get high and watch Planet Earth for a whole day?
Nathan.
I'm going with Nars.
Yeah. Nars, 100%.
I don't know if I've ever done that with you, but I've definitely done that myself too. Who in the group is most like? Ah, this is probably Jack. Who in the group is most likely to go to a foreign country to find themselves?
Oh, that's Jack.
Yeah, that's not even a road. No, like, no. Hold on. Jack would go to Hawaii, a foreign country, to find himself.
That is the plane emoji in his IG bio. Yeah, 100% him.
Yeah, no. When you look that up as a definition, it's
This is bullshit.
See, I know this one's me, so I'll read it out. But I feel like you guys are gonna interpret it wrong. Okay. But who in the group is most likely to touch everyone excessively for no reason? Like, I feel like that's because I feel like whenever I laugh, Jeffrey pointed this out to me. Whenever I laugh, I usually like touch or like push someone.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a Filipino thing, but I don't
know. You did slap me in the back yesterday when you caught a shiny Pokemon. I don't even play Pokemon Go.
I was like,
yo, Joe, check this out. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'll be supportive.
Who in the group is most likely to believe their. Who in the group is most likely to believe that Bush did 9/11? It's funny. It's Carter, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's Carter.
This guy's like, what? Like...
Yo, but Jet Fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
There it is. There it is.
Who in the group will treat pickup games like it's a professional sport?
Carter.
Yeah, I can see that.
Fuck that. I ain't let no one beat me. Fuck you.
This guy's bro, playing like a game 50. Of horse. He's like, you did it wrong.
Bro, I'm dropping 50. Fuck
50 fouls?
No, that's Joe.
Dude, this man fouls so much in pickup.
Bro, what are you talking about? At least I know the rules. Joe just fucking choke holds you, and he's like, it's not a foul if you're not dead.
It's your responsibility to move.
All right, who in the group is directionally challenged? So like you don't know, like
Steven, he uses Google Maps for everything.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah. All
right. Who in the group? Oh man, so even the next four are like all about you. Who in the group is all about Abercrombie and Fitch? Like that's you.
Oh, Jack. Steven.
No. That Jack? Was me a long Jack? Time ago. No,
oh,
that was
is Jack
me.
Still about it? Jack? Is Jack still about it?
Bro, I haven't shopped there in years, bro.
Bro, he's wearing an Aeropostale shirt right now. He doesn't go to Abercrombie and Fitch.
Bro, no. I'm on that Tentree vibe, bro.
Yeah, don't block it. I see that shit. Fuck you.
All right. Sweatpants, Tentree, shirt, Tentree. I'm on that Tentree
vibe.
Yeah,
okay, we get it. You're brand whore.
Who in the group is always wishy-washy? So, like, unsure of...
Jack.
That's what that means, right?
This dude flakes. Yeah, 30 yeah, seconds.
Like, they're always on the fence about it.
Jack literally flakes 30 seconds before I leave. Every fucking time. Every time.
Leave faster then.
It's not even about
30
that.
30 seconds earlier. Problem yeah. solved.
Yeah, then I just get there and he's like, oh, no, sorry, bro.
It's kind of like how we've started telling Steven we're hanging out at one time because we know he's going to be 2 hours late anyway.
That's true. Yeah, that's our strat now. Fuck, you can't tell him our strat now. Now he knows.
Yeah, but now we're going to say we're meeting 2 hours late. All right, who in the group can only make plans one day out? See, that's Michael, but like, I feel like none of us here.
One day out, as in like.
Like, if you make the plans a week in advance, you'll forget about it. But if you make it one day out, you'll actually show up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
100% Michael.
That's Michael, but like.
The definition.
Yeah. But he's not here, though, so. Between everybody who's here.
I don't know. I feel like most people here, like, Steven's always late, but good. At least he remembers that we're doing something.
He gets there eventually. Within a 24-hour period, he'll show up. Yeah.
And, like, everyone else, I feel like we're pretty consistent with if we set something up.
Mm-hmm. See, my only guess would be Matt, because he normally schedules, like, multiple things on, like, either the same day or, like, one day apart, and he'll, like, forget which one.
Yeah, that's fair. I do that. Who in the group is most likely to only have game when they're drunk? So like, you can't talk to like girls or. You
I
don't.
Feel like Nathan spits mad game when he's drunk.
This guy spits mad game in general, bro. You don't name yourself the cowboy.
That's like, true. No, but I feel like it's, yo, three shot Tanaka. This guy's another level.
I'm a different person, definitely. When I drink,
so. Trace Tequila Tanaka. Who in the group is a woo girl?
Is a what?
A woo girl.
Jack.
I don't know what that means.
I had to bet on anybody in here.
Jack. Jack during Stampede everywhere. Yeah, Jack during Stampede. I can see that.
Okay, no, never mind. Never mind.
But like, someone tells you anything when you're like out drinking and they'd be like, woo! You know what I mean? That's a woo girl.
That's Jack. That's definitely Jack.
That's Jack?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever gone out with Jack like in a pub and or club setting. So, who in the group is most likely to always have to tell you how drunk they are? That's Josh, but like he's not here. Mm-hmm. But that's Josh. Yeah.
Before 9 p.m.
Before 9 p.m. Who in the group is always trying to convince their friends to do drugs with them? Are we talking like, is liquor included and weed?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I don't do any of those things, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm a child of God, broski. Like,
substitute drugs with technology, and it's Steven.
Jack, aren't you drinking a beer now?
No.
All right, well, I just assumed.
He's like, no, he's like putting it away.
Jack, hold on. How do we know? How do we know that's not filled with a fucking brew? Bro, this dude definitely has beer fucking protein shakes.
Oh, that'd be fucking gross.
That would be fucking disgusting.
Who in the group has super kinky dreams? Like, probably. Like, most likely to have?
I'd assume Nathan.
Smirk. He's like...
Starts remembering last night.
No, it's gotta be Steven. It's gotta be Steven.
Bro, he sees girl reads terms of service. And he's like, oh! I'm sick.
I'm so damn, sick. She read the fine print too. I gotta save this one.
It's like caveman woman disassembles PS5. He's like,
oh, read the fourth clause again.
Who in the group is most likely to try and have sex in public?
Well, like, fucking, what's her name? Alexis Fruling. That whole shit.
Eiffel Tower.
See, Jack said that. It's him.
Crampy.
Nah, I don't know, man. Probably, I don't.
I've probably said I've never had sex in public.
I feel like everybody has the decency to not fucking, you know.
Who in the group is most likely to record a fake answering machine message? So I'm assuming that, like,
Steven.
You're like, hello. and then you're like, ah, I just got you, like, leave a message at the tone. Like, is it that? That's what they mean, like, right?
Jack would do that, but...
Hey. Joe would do that. I could see Joe doing
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Joe's just the type of guy to not even have an answering machine.
Right now, Joe just... my phone, I can't even take calls. Like, I can't, I can't hear.
It's Joe.
Joe is literally factory settings as a person.
Joe's a what's in the box. He's in the box, bro. What's included? Who in the group is most likely to order an overly complicated Starbucks drink?
Steven.
Nah, bro, what? That guy gets the most simple drink. It's just called 2 liters of fucking passion tea. That's it.
Can you just give me a Trenta? Just put water and sugar.
He's like, honestly, just give me the fucking carton gallon, at this point, buddy.
Yeah. I'll have 1 pound of sugar in a glass of water, please.
Overly complicated.
Don't get me wrong. I like my drink a certain way. But
yo, it's me and Joe. It's me and Joe.
I drink black coffee, yeah, man.
It's the drink for a friend. No, Joe, it's the drink for a friend, bro. Oh, it's the drink for a friend.
We don't get that, though.
Oh, but okay. Yeah. Sorry. Exactly. We didn't
we
get
don't
that.
Get that.
That's true.
Some friend, right?
Who in the group always has an excuse for everything? Carter. When we're playing games, it's Carter. Eddie, in real life,
leg, bro. It's the leg.
The ping.
Guys, my game's lagging. He two-shotted me because of the leg.
Guys, I forgot I'm tired.
It's because there's no dedicated
when have I ever said, guys, it's because I'm tired? What?
Not you. Not you.
That's not you. That's not you. That's someone else.
I forgot. I'm tired.
Who in the group would be a great parent? Yeah, great parent. But why is it?
Yeah, that's you.
They use the wrong great, though. They put G-R-A-T-E.
Is that something? Not them.
Well,
like, is that most
they're
a thing? Shred their kids?
Yeah, that's like greater.
Dude, Google's probably going to think I'm so dumb now searching up with the wrong great. Great parent.
Gives you an ad for fucking English classes.
Gives you a prison sentence.
Starts giving you ads for Child Protective Services.
The real
what is a great parent?
No, I think it's just a typo.
Probably a typo.
How do you fumble that? Like, well, it's a board game. You can't fumble that.
Come was on, it no. Was it a submitted one?
You just switch the E and the T.
No, it's not a submitted one.
You'd have to switch the E, the A, and the T.
Who in the group is most likely to get stoked about literally anything?
Get stoked, Jack.
So you tell them something. And they're just like, oh, let's
specifically,
go.
Specifically, specifically stoked, Jack.
Guys, hey, Nathan.
Let's go. Nathan.
I feel like if I tell Nathan anything, he's like, oh, like, that's great, dude.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging. Fair. It's so encouraging. Yeah. You know, like, I'll tell Nathan something, it's some mid shit, but, like, he'll still gas it up. I'm like, oh, thanks, Doris.
Oh, yeah.
Who in the group is most likely to forget their wallet at home?
Oh, God.
Carter?
Again. See, I legit did.
I don't think anyone will.
Once.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I've been with, like, probably everyone here, myself included, where we've legit forgot our wallet at some point, but, like, I don't think any of us would pull that excuse.
No, nobody here would.
That's some fake, like, basement type.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I often intentionally leave my wallet behind because I have my phone. Because I have my phone.
Wait, do you have your ID
like,
with your phone?
I can't buy this Arc'teryx jacket. Oh.
No, but, like, I don't often go places where I need ID. Like, I'll leave my wallet. Like, I'll leave my ID. No, I'll leave my ID, like, in my, like, console.
Steven's like, just like, wait, you need your driver's license with you while you drive?
No, but I might leave my wallet, like, locked in my console because I'm like, whatever, I don't want to carry this. I can just buy shit
with
my phone.
Okay, yeah, but that's sort of with you because you could just go out to your car or something.
Sure, yeah, but that's definitely happened to me. I was at Walmart with Joe the other day, and I was like, oh, shit, I need my wallet, which is in the car. I didn't.
Joe, can you pay for me?
Who in the group always makes the executive decision?
You.
Executive, like, so if something's going to happen?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if it's between this group, probably.
Well, I mean, but I feel like, make the executive... I guess if you talk in terms of the group setting, I guess. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't think I'd do that.
I feel like it's just because you're, like, one of the – you're pretty much always involved with plans. So we always just like check back with Matt.
That's fair. Best at planning stuff.
Who in the group is most likely to brag about not chasing a shot?
Not chasing a shot. Well, you two don't drink,
so that's not that doesn't apply to you.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm gonna say probably. Yeah, you don't drink.
After you have a shot, right. Steve, you like have like soda or like some juice to wash away the burn.
Oh.
So it's like, wash away. Take the vodka straight, or you have like a lime.
Wash away the disappointment.
I don't know. It's not really a flex if you do either. Like it's...
Yeah, who fucking cares? What?
No, straight vodka.
Yeah, who does that?
Like... I'm going to start doing that now. I'm going to be like, oh. Jack Daniels.
Just turn to somebody beside you like, yo, did you fucking see that?
Got to do it with the absinthe.
Gross. Absinthe?
Just walk the line out of the hand and be like, be a man.
But I also think that, like, I don't know, I feel like most of us here, or at least the four of us, we're not one to do shots anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a beer and just chilling.
Yo, yeah, somebody,
I don't
somebody
know.
Especially in the last year, like, you can't really go out.
Shots anymore, fucking losers.
I'm not saying they're bad. Like, I would like to do shots, but, like, I don't know. I'm never inclined to drink in general. If I am, it's just, like, one beer.
Bro, could you imagine somebody takes a shot, they, like, pound it back. I'm the best, baby.
so showboaty about it.
Yeah, they're just flexing.
Who in the group peaked in high school?
Oh, God.
That's so tragic. I feel like none of us. I feel like we're all better from our high school selves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Fuck.
I mean, grade 11 was good, but grade 12 and 10 sucked.
Yeah. Kind of like we're all either working or in school, so we're all doing something.
Yeah. I had the opposite. I didn't peak in high school. I bombed out in high school.
Yeah, that's fair.
Steven had a low
point. What you get. Like, Carol? Carol?
Yeah.
Carol.
I mean, it is just tough, though. Like, having
I was also just fucking terrible as a student.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like having high school students to like sort of, you know, monitor.
I feel like that works. That works if you have
depends
like,
on the person.
Yeah, it works, yeah. It has to be in your nature to be able to do some shit like that. But like, if you're not naturally like someone who's driven and like determined to do that kind of stuff, like it's probably not going to be your forte.
Well, that's the like, thing. It's like I'm like driven to do something I enjoy, and I just. Fucking really didn't like school. Like I had no passion or interest, so it was like hard to push myself to get anything done.
Usually the people that are either like athletes outside of school or like have something going that usually go there. But
And also Ooh, people that group. Are like fuck high school and you get to university 2 year grad.
Who in the group is the friendliest? So like I'm assuming if you meet like another group, like who's
definitely not me,
the friendliest. Yeah. I'd say like Jack. I feel like this guy's
Nathan. I'd say
Nathan or Jack. I feel like those are they're outgoing enough. Like they'll just naturally start conversation.
Nathan just has that warm vibe.
True. It's a direct contrast, bro. This guy's at a walking juxtaposition. He got the black Air Forces on, but he's so nice.
Yeah. Yo, what if that's the secret?
Yeah, he'll rob everybody you of your black... sadness.
They call me stupid because I'm an oxymoron.
Who in the group is way too invested into sports?
Jack?
I don't think any of us are like overly invested. Like we all keep up with it, but like none of us are like
bet on it or anything. But... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm not dropping mad cash on like a sports bet kind of thing. That's not me.
Yeah,
but like, I'll do a friendly bet between like me and Carter for like a bubble tea, but that's $5.
Yeah. Don't bring it up.
Who's the most invested then? Who's the most invested?
Is it, like, I would say Carter because he has like or Carter or Jack. They're both like not only in football but also basketball.
I would say
they watch multiple sports.
I was gonna say yeah. Joe or I because Joe's super invested in football. I'm super invested in basketball. Jack is like sort of in the middle.
I would say you're invested. Like I follow it for fun, but
what? Well, okay. I'm just thinking like of, I guess one specific sport. But yeah, Jack watches like anything.
Oh, well, then it's you then probably.
I'd say probably Jack. Yeah.
Well, I just like
I would say I'm invested in the NBA, but like I'm not invested in like the NHL that much or like the NFL that much.
It's a weird question though, because it's like what are you investing in though? Like time towards the sport? Like
no, like invested in the sense that like. You're knowledgeable about it, and like,
well, yeah.
I'm assuming also, you're willing to place bets on stuff. Like,
I mean,
you know that much where you can try and
our own sport, but like, if you're doing like
who has more sports invested.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I was
like Steven's
like...
overly invested in like Overwatch.
Esports. That's all sport.
Yeah,
e-sports.
I mean that's true. But yeah, it's like are you defining it as like how many different sports you're watching and you're like just that's you're just like always watching sports.
I feel like you guys are reading too far in. I feel like it's just like the
okay, whatever.
Like they're overly invested into it to the point
okay,
where
okay,
like
fine,
because...
fuck.
Damn.
Yo, what was that question earlier? Who's most likely to overreact to anything you say?
Oh, it's still him. It's still him. Like, it's not what we said the first time around. Like
It is.
Who in the group has a song for a ringtone? Like, most likely to. That'd be hard. Can you imagine Sean Kingston in a ringtone?
Bro.
Yay. That'd be pretty sick.
Yo, Joe, it's Britney, bitch, but it's a ringtone.
Britney, bitch.
All right. We have basically gone through all the cards, unless you guys want to do the dry-ass ones that I skipped.
Nah, I mean, we just hit an hour and almost an hour and 7 minutes.
I'm good to call it there.
So, we filled that shit up quick.
Sure.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, or if you're on YouTube watching, or if you're watching, well, okay, if you're watching clips, you're not going to see this, but...
Oh, wait, there's one more.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this will be interesting for y'all. Who in the group is most likely to choose the dark side?
Joe.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Joe will not shut up.
What do you mean embrace? Joe is the dark side.
Yeah, Joe will not shut up about, like, how much he prefers the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Guy just straight up is always just like, man, fuck those rebels.
Best part of Star Wars, the Empire.
I can see Joe doing that.
Bro, this guy talks way too much about killing younglings.
Man, younglings
way too much about what?
The next Star Wars game. Just
killing younglings.
Send us the younglings.
They need to make a like, bro, setting. I go like pick up Joe, and it's like, oh, what's up, man? And it's like, oh, you know, just playing... Thinking about killing younglings and some rebel scum. It's like, okay, cool.
Remember how they have that Ewok hunting mode in Battlefront?
Yeah. Joe's probably like, God, die, little bitches.
Anakin, and then the rest of them plays younglings and run away.
That'd be a fire.
Bro, Joe has suggested Ewok hunt, but with younglings. He has suggested that for years.
That'd be a tell him you wouldn't play that Order 66 mode.
All right, we get it. Joseph is fucking just the darkest of the dark.
Joe's like that.
Yeah, Joe's built different.
All right.
Air Force Ones.
Once again, thank you for listening. Hold on, I'm gonna list everything we're on because the last time I tried.
Let's do it this way. Thanks all again for listening. Special shout out to the boys for coming on the podcast with us today. We got Jack, we got Joe, we got Nathan, we got Steven, we got Carter, we got me. You know, now you can list everyone. You just had to shout out everyone first. So come on.
All right.
For
no,
do the guests have anything
to say,
plug?
Thank you for watching. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Mowdown Gaming. New content.
Yes, sir. Let them know. Yeah, you guys want to plug yourself? Shameless plug to our like two viewers.
My Instagram handle is.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
Oh, he wants to be Insta famous.
Go,
it was him.
Go
You're
follow
right.
him for his travel vlogs.
We got the basic bitch question right.
I'm sick. All right.
Well, that's about
are you,
it.
Are you actually plugging everything?
Oh, I can. All right. If y'all want to listen, all right. So we're on YouTube now. We're doing full video episodes on there. If you have any podcast platforms, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. And also Anchor.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. It is a mouthful. But once again, thank you for listening. Hope you guys have a good day. See ya.
Bye.